to, from a model-driven perspective, we do need to understand how we get models into the system, how much the ONAP platform is aware of them. I think that's very important. But also when we look at how much information we pull across from ANAI, I have a view in my head about how that should look. And I guess we'll get to that in these meetings over the next few. It's very quiet over the next few. It's only myself, yourself, and Tuan.
Yeah.
Over the next few weeks at these meetings, we'll get to that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we just have to understand if there's impact to the platform information model. You know, if there is impact to the platform information model, we should just be aware of it. And maybe because we're just doing a POC, basically, in our R7, maybe there's nothing that impacts the model. But
nothing that impacts the project because it's a POC, but we do need to make sure that we have all our ducks lined up.
Yeah.
Going forward, so that when we do hit Honolulu, that we're ready to run, that the architecture are fully behind what we're hoping to do and trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that modeling in particular are ready to say, yes, this is a good way to bring in XNF models. We don't need to impact the platform beyond the first time. This is how they're represented in the information model. So if any platform application wants to read them, this is how they do it. And we would be a platform application.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. So let me start. Okay, so the recording has started. Welcome everybody to the June 26th of the Configuration and Persistency Service team meeting. So we're a day out, or yesterday we had the virtual DDF, and we presented an overview of the CMPS project, and Tony presented the model-driven POC. Both of those and all the presentations, you can get off of our project page here. So I uploaded all of our presentations. scroll down. Faster. So I had also uploaded Bruno's presentation here at the State DB at Bell, Ted Johnson's time series presentation is here, and and the presentations we gave at the DDF, the overview, and the model-driven POC. So I thought we had a lot of pretty good questions as well. So I think that was good.
Yep, I was hoping we'd see more people here today on the head of it, but
yeah. I think some people are confused as to whether there's any meetings happening because they're still in that we're still in the PDF, and I think a lot of people just have in their mind this week everything is canceled. I think
yeah, that's probably it.
I know I canceled pretty much almost all my other, all my other normal meetings have been pushed out, even non-ONAP meetings. So, okay. So, I think we were last time we were talking, Ted had presented the time series work, and, we were sort of in the middle also, I think, of the CMPS model-driven stuff too. Do you want to continue with that, or did you want to?
We can, but there's not sufficient forum to actually make much in the way of progress.
Okay, so maybe
unless you have some specific questions, or Bruno has some specific questions that we can go through. I mean, we're here, we have the time, we can go through them. The thing is recorded, I suppose, so it's not like we're, I was just hoping to get engagement and brainstorming almost for some of these things.
Sure. So maybe let's go over some of the housekeeping stuff first, and maybe Otis will join in time. So I think one of the things is our the project's several REQ tickets here. So 322 is the stuff that's going on in R7, and
I hope that got through. That vote was the other day.
Yeah, wait, well, let's see. So I think everything was given TSC priorities, and I think we still, we didn't fill out the company supporting and developers yet.
Yeah, that was an issue. So we had an interaction, yourself and myself, with Sandeep and...
Mm-hmm. Yes, the email exchange.
Yeah, and I thought the answers were ambiguous. I wasn't, it seemed yes, but I wasn't 100% certain that because we're in the CC, because it's in the CC SDK, is it from that perspective considered part of it, or because we don't have a project as yet?
Yeah, so I think we may need to update this a little bit here. So I saw an email that said Sandeep was committed to the SDNC stuff. Did see that. So I think that's good. But I think they said none of this is really happening, right? So which makes sense, because I think this is really all, this would have been the original project.
Yes.
Stuff, right? So it feels like maybe a smarter thing to do is to delete this piece here and maybe copy it so we don't lose it. So if you don't object, I think what I should do, and I think what we should do is take out the CMPS, which was basically text about what we need to do in CMPS.
Yeah, what we were going to kickstart the main project with, yes.
Yeah, let's see. Leverage and immediate concept. Right, and then, oops. So this is really basically the basis of the actual CMPS work. So I think I suggest
that was phase one of the project. Standalone project.
Right. So I think we should take that out because it's not doing that essentially.
We're just continuing with what was there.
Yeah.
Which I think was how they perceived it then as a continuation of existing work.
Yeah, and we're essentially doing this through the POC, I would say. So
we have to do some of that in the POC, yes.
Yeah. So let me see where. Let's page. It's okay. Okay, so I think I'm gonna just put it here. I think. So for the Honolulu. Okay, and then I think this Sandeep was IBM, I believe. And one or two people, I'm not sure. Rishma probably is also working on this too. So we still do need to confirm those numbers, I think. At some point we should try to confirm those numbers. But let's update it like this for now.
Yeah. So for that stuff, that was Sandeep had signed up. So Sandeep, IBM will sign up for any work related to the interfacing between the SDNC, CC SDK, and CNPS for the SON use case. Not signing up for development work of the actual CNPS platform. And we're not asking it. I don't think we were asking for that. And you just removed anything that looked like that from the story, which is good.
Right.
And then we had Swami, who asked for confirmation on one, which came from Sandeep, which is correct, which is, we just dealt with. And then the CCSDK SDNC work for the network slicing use cases he then talked about. Mm. Minimal network slice related info and protect. So this I would see as being schema and potentially interface changes. For this, WIPRO will be responsible for the CCSDK SDNR part. CPRS part, I would hope it will be covered by the CPS project team. And we don't really have that yet. We have a POC team.
So maybe some of this text you're saying needs to be updated as well. Is that what I heard? Just heard?
Yeah, I mean, as the RAN slicing has an impact on the SDNR, which is also going to leverage CPS data for basic RAN config items at cell level, which makes perfect sense. But right now, the schema in the CCSDK version of the CPS doesn't have that information. And you've seen the interface, so we need a new set of endpoints to that REST interface. So there is minimal impact, code impacts, on the existing CNPS to provide schema and interface changes. And that is not committed from a resource perspective, I would say.
Okay.
Because from Swami, he said, I hope that it will be covered by the CPS project team. But we don't have one.
Okay, so also there was an email from Swami that was sent, and I'm not sure what PFB is here, but anyway, PFB comment from TSC for the OFSON requirement with reference to the resource commitment. Pam said, should I indicate that AT&T covers it, and we subsequently discuss what all enhancements we can do in the Guilin timeframe, as well as to check some of the aspects where you indicate the use case team should contribute. And then for SDNC CCSDK, Swami says, should I indicate IBM, which is Sandeep? And then from the CNPS work, given the Guilin release timeframe, maybe we should go for the simplest solution to indicate there's no impact to CNPS, where we only change the YANG models and the SDNC continues to do the mapping. Which is probably what the smart thing to do, I guess.
Okay, but I think we're just a little bit of sleight of hand, because within the CCSDK, I expect there will be schema and interface changes.
Okay.
Because it is essentially, what we have today is not model-driven.
Yeah.
So there has to be an impact if you want to support additional storage of data. If there's any new attribute that has to go in there, then there's an impact. And that's what we're trying to avoid.
Well, is there any new data? Because right now I guess there is for NN network slicing and maybe the A1 policy.
Yeah, and that's the RAN slicing. That's the one I'm on about. And that's the one that Swami was on about.
Yeah, okay. So
for the other one, I thought we were absolutely fine. And taking out the stuff that relates to the project, the basic project getting started stuff, I think is also helpful. But yeah.
Okay, so this is pretty straightforward. This is just the standard defined stuff, which is actually the cross interdependency test only stuff. This is being developed by a different team. SDNC should get the configuration and YANG model from the network device by So this is basically the schema change that you're mentioning. SDNC should update the data. So this, I think, is already there.
Okay, if the interface is already there and people have checked it and looked at it and it's happy that it has all the objects that they need to update, then we're fine. then you don't need a schema change within the CNPS.
So this is, I think, this stuff here.
Yeah, that stuff. If all of that, what they need is there, if that's the existing interface and everything that they need is present and correct, then there is no impact.
So maybe we should confirm that piece of it. Because the ability to essentially write something into the database, which is what this line is about, I think is already delivered because it's already being used by the OFSUM PCI use case, right?
Yes, but if you look at the interface, mm-hmm. they're doing a put or a patch, which is where they're writing to the database, mm-hmm. but they're creating neighbor relations with a particular cell ID, or they're modifying a neighbor relation handover with the cell ID and a target cell ID.
So you're saying it's kind of hard-coded is what you're saying?
What I'm saying is it is not kind of, it is hard-coded. So if you needed to do something else, if you needed to read a different value, then you have to update that interface. And
I see.
Then correspondingly, I'd expect that you'd also have to update the actual underlying schemas in MariaDB.
Okay. All right. So maybe.
And I don't think that's a huge amount of work. I suspect the pattern is right there. It's copy, paste, and test.
But there is work, basically.
But I think that there is work. It's an assumption, and not even a presumption at this stage. It's an assumption that additional data is going to be required.
Yeah, let's keep that in there. Okay. All right. That's makes sense to me. Let's see. So. Okay, so for this email here, which is the body of the email, I don't know what PFB means, actually. I'm just not sure what that means. So
no, nor do I. Every company has their own three-letter acronyms.
Right. Okay. Something comment from TSC.
With reference to resource commitment.
Yeah. Let's see. So this was in the. This was. In respect to REQ 345, let's take a look at that real quick. This email discussion was triggered by this comment. I think it was triggered by this comment, I believe.
Oh, I wonder, did we get a rank 4 is currently no go? And I just saw 322 was rank 4.
Yeah, you're right. Interesting. Currently no go. Need information other than June 30. Okay. Resources partially committed for 2 out of 5 components. Oh, so this is why it's so crucial to have those
fields filled in. Yeah.
Fields filled in exactly. Let's see. So no. Scope to be reviewed. We'll move to a POC. Please register. OFSUM PCI use case. So this is the OFSUM PCI use case and control extension policy. So this is probably Pam commenting on this. CNPS is, you know, he's probably asking for updates. CNP updates for organization.
If they want the auto generation, which would make life easier, then, I mean, that's what we're doing the POC for.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So if my assumption previous to this would be that if one of the existing use cases had a need for additional data, that they would take on the schema and interface update, the handcrafting of that for the business as usual Guilin release. Because we're just not there yet.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to prove that we can do.
Yeah. So they're kind of depending on us as well to a certain degree.
No question they are, yeah. I mean, they don't have to. It's just the way they've chosen to implement it means they are.
Yes, right. Let's see. So
They very clearly stated that in their presentations that they were dependent on us.
Right. And in this email as well. So what do we want to say for this, given that we have to go to the Simple Solutions Center? What should we, because I'm going to attend their call
If they need to store data, Ben, then my suggestion would be at this stage that they modify the CCSDK implementation to extend the schema and add the interfaces. I don't think it's a huge amount of work. I think it can be done in a way that's backwardly compatible with the existing dependencies on that component. And I haven't looked at the code. Tuan, I don't know if you've looked at that code yet.
No, I haven't. I don't even know. I'm not even quite sure which interface you're talking about.
Yeah, Ben showed it a minute ago. It's that REST interface with all the get puts and patches on.
I was offline for a couple of minutes. Maybe I did.
Oh, okay. In. Fair enough. Yeah.
I agree. I think we should just say modify your CCSDK SDNC solution to do what you need. Because CMPS is now essentially a POC in R7, right? So I'll bring this.
No. CMPS as a project is now essentially in POC, but CMPS or the runtime config DB is still hosted by. I mean, it's still there.
Yeah.
And I fully expected that that would continue in the Guilin timeframe. I mean, it's an important component.
So, like the config DB solution, quote yes. unquote. Is the R7 solution of CMPS is the evolution of ConfigDB now called CMPS essentially.
Yes.
Okay. I'm with you. So. Okay. So
that would be my. I mean, we don't have the resources. We didn't have the TSE support to create a standalone project.
Yeah.
But we do have sufficient buy-in from the community because we do have this ConfigDB that's inside the CCSDK. Hmm. And it's not ideal and it's not optimal. But what we are going to do is to do the POC. Hmm. And if the POC is good enough, if it's in good enough shape, then I see absolutely no reason why we cannot midstream change the implementation of the ConfigDB. Now that's a bit of a stretch, and the TSE might object wholesale because of what we talked about in the POC, but it would have to be ironclad and verified and resourced and all that. So it probably is Honolulu or 8 before that happens. Right. So in the meantime, I don't think we should stop the work. Okay. I don't think we should stop this use case. I think that this use case should hard code the information that it needs to persist.
All right.
Because that's the current solution.
So I need a bottom line here. What's your view on what we tell them about this? Their point two here. Is this what we're saying? You modify. Who's doing this?
They will. It's a CCSDK impact on, because we don't have a project. So we can't say you have a dependency on CPS. And you can't say there's a CPS project team because there isn't one.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Okay, and let me see if that jives with what they were saying. Given the equipment change, I think we need to go for something like that.
Simplest solution. I don't know what option one is. And indicate that there's no impact to CPS. Yes, I agree with that.
Well, hold on. So there's not that there's no impact to CPS, because now you're saying this evolution of SysIntegrity is CPS, right? So
yes.
So there is impact to CPS. It's just that there's no team to do that, but rather we're counting on the OFSON PCI team to do that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a terminology problem here that's creating some ambiguity.
Right. But I think in our team here, we're saying the CMPS project is in R6 is the evolution of what's there in CCSDK is what we're calling CMPS. And then
Yes.
Plus the POC, plus the stuff we're doing with the POC. And then,
yes.
And then in R8, hopefully it's all that ambiguity hopefully goes away when we phase out the stuff in 60SDK and we get our own project. But right now it's a little murky, and I think it's also causing some confusion in the community as well, because we just have to be clear. So I think CMPS, let's say CMPS exists, it's this evolution work stuff we're doing from CCSDK and SDMC.
I guess if you were to use semantic versioning, would call the R6 config.db CMPS version 1.0, the R7 evolution of it version 1.1, and the R8 becomes version 2.0. So that's how I would see it. We're not saying that we're going to preserve compatibility. Sorry, Tuan, go ahead. It was Bruno.
Let's go and complete what you wanted to say. Sorry.
No, I think I was complete. I just want to be very clear that there is a design base, there is an implementation, and it is evolving in the time frame of R7, but something different is coming in R8.
What I wanted to mention, I don't know the detail, but the impact, say no impact on CPS, I'm just wondering if it should not be the opposite, as it's that no business requirement from Gulin should depend on CPS. So nothing should be expected to be completed from the POC, because that's the reason why also I think it has been decided that it's the POC and clearly defined that no Gulin requirement should depend on it. Right?
And I agree with that, and that's why I think getting this terminology out in big and bold somewhere, and making it publicly communicated across the TSC and the projects. Because when they say CPS and they're saying no project development should be on a POC in the R7 timeframe, they're talking about the CNPS 2.0. What we already have is a CNPS 1.0 that exists. It's been released in Frankfurt. There is absolutely no problem with anybody, as far as I can see, coming in and extending the schema and the interface to create a CMPS 1.1. So using exactly the same code base and following exactly the same pattern. And I think that should be perfectly acceptable to everybody. But it's because we have this naming and shift, and because people see it as a project and not a project, and there's been confusion around that, I think we need to be very, very clear on this naming.
Exactly. And everything that is done part of CPS2 or what is done in the POC should be done in complete isolation of the rest the coding change.
Absolutely correct. And that's what we agreed when we signed up to the proof of concept directive. Ben, you probably have the link to that.
Yeah. So let's do
that talks
this.
About isolation.
Let's just draw this out so when we talk about it, we can be clear here. So basically, let's delete this box here. And we'll add in R6. So R6. And Okay, so all of this stuff just essentially gets squished over.
Yeah, except for the supporting the R7 use cases. Exactly.
And then in R6, all we had was basically the MPS as an evolution. I mean, we have the CCSDK STM solution, which was evolution of the, and it's not supporting any of these things yet, but it is supporting OOFs on PCI use case. And okay, and so
the stuff in the first column is done, so it's not, well, I suppose we did do evolution because it's been around since R4, right?
Correct.
In some form. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I think maybe the key thing is, I think the team is saying, let's call this CMPS like 1.0. And we're saying, let's call this CMPS 1.1 so that we're clear what we mean.
Yeah. And then over here, CMPS 2.0. So it's a functionally incompatible or functionally not incompatible change.
But it is distinct. Yeah, a distinct and unique thing. Yeah. Okay.
But any work that's now being any extension on CPS, if they want to carry it to CPS 2.0, it has to be redone, obviously.
Well, yeah. We wanted to put a project in place and get started on CPS 2.0, but we missed the boat on that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so now, we just have to accept the consequences that there will still be additional development. At least I hope there will, and it won't be used to completely stop development of anything that requires persistence.
Okay.
I need to use less words here.
Yeah, just real time any configuration. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
we need to just make things simpler because we're adding new lines here. Okay. All right. The model driven pocketometer.
That's gone, yeah. The state management might even be gone.
This is the Bell Canada POC thing. So
yep.
They're still doing that, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. And then here, this is still obviously up for debate. But yeah, that's why, because this is. That's what's funky. Right.
So from the perspective of the discussion that we were having, there should and can be a dependency on CMPS 1.1, but that has to be, there is no resources specifically for CMPS 1.1. They have to come from somebody because they're working in the evolution of the CCSDK repo. Mm.
So what we should say is basically decommission, or whatever
yes.
the right word is, decommission.
1.x.
PS1.n1.n1.1. Okay. and project proposals and so forth. Architecture and TSC.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is what we're aiming for over the next couple of months. So we should almost be getting ready to start driving that immediately. With good press and socialization.
And should be chewing.
2021, yeah.
All right, good. And let me see. I think I'll put this in.
You could even attach it to the gyra.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Just that slide, not necessarily the whole
part. Yeah. That's a good idea. And we do have Ted on the line. Maybe we want to spend some time and continue or finish up the time series discussion. Epic and others are canceled. Yeah, I want to add a note comment.
I think you can attach things as well.
Yeah, I think I.
Oh, there you go. There's a link. Yeah, maybe that's it. If you click on the link and attach, there's.
Maybe I just. Oh boy, what happened? Yeah, I just pasted. So.
Yeah, that worked. Okay. It's very big, but it worked.
Add this to our project page too. Let me see. Go to our project page.
Yeah.
Here. Let me see. Edit. Oops. I was up the wrong page. What the heck? It's probably worthwhile just to say a few words about the versions here. This. Version 3 for the CI use case. For GOS, using
a. Yeah, that's good. A verbal description of it as well.
Database management system submission. because the in R7 equivalent there is some clarity needed to identify the different tracks of development. Introduced here, and yes, to allow language to refer to. And then CMPS 1.1, this is the continuation. It's the evolution of continuation.
I think continuation, yep.
And of the CCSDK, SDMC, CNPS.
I think you can actually just refer to CNPS 1.0. Yeah. Because you've got the rest of it defined above. Any updates will involve schema and interface changes. or any additional data stored. Oops, did you mean to?
Yeah, you did. I wanted to go back up for a second. This will be introduced.
Yeah, exactly.
And CMPS in the R7 timeframe, they are referring to the
referring to this 1.1.
Perfect. To additionally, there are two NPS related talks going on. Yes, and that's management. And when referring to R7 CMPS, there also work done on
so Bell Canada doing their own POC for the state management, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bruno can talk to that. He's on the call.
I think it's a team of people, Mark Alessandre and Bruno and Olivier, right? Olivier, there's a number of people working.
Yeah, we already start having an MVP that we are starting to use internally. That's what we are doing for the state DB.
Okay.
You're quite far advanced.
I think this is enough. Let me just, and of course, anybody feel free to edit if you can refine my wording. This is just off the top of my head. So
I think we should actually send this to anybody who's using or plans to use CMPS, either the link to the page or just that section of it with the text, or the text and the roadmap slide.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, and we can also put this on our notes too, because it's relevant.
It's a big deal. I agree.
People are just getting confused with, so it's helpful to have terminology, I think, to can we just delete the whole name thing now? I don't know if.
Yes, it seems to have been a construction item that's no longer needed. I think we're there.
Yeah, let me just, so terminology.
Versions.
Okay. Right. So maybe in the last 13 minutes, let's go back to the state management stuff. Ted, did you have anything else we needed to discuss there? I feel like we weren't quite done with that discussion.
No, I kind of So I guess you have my slides now. No, I mean, I kind of made the made this presentation. I think my point was, I think if you use existing database technology, it can make this implementation a lot easier. And that was so it and that was kind of the architectural point, which is that you don't need this complicated thing where you're collecting updates and shipping updates somewhere, and then you're trying to store the updates and so on and so forth. You can get all wrapped up into a single package. And I think it makes the implementation a lot easier. And at a certain statement there where I did something that really surprised a lot of people, but was the easiest part of the entire project just because I, you know, leveraged the existing functionality.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me just clean up. I have duplication here. Okay. Delete this too because we're done with that. So I think this the state management time series consideration. That'll be part of maybe some of the learnings from the POC, I feel, right? Like understanding, considering time series stuff and the choice. It feels like the choice of the underlying databases is relevant.
It will feed into that, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I think we'll learn from our choices there will help us learn about that because My one takeaway also from Ted's talk also is that the choice of DB, some DBs are better oriented to this stuff than others.
Like absolutely. Maybe, I mean, that
DB and Postgres.
That for me is polyglot persistence. So you use a database technology that is best fitted to the use case.
Right.
You don't try to square peg and round hole, but there is, as Ted pointed out, some. If the peg and the hole match, then you should absolutely use the correct hole.
I think one thing that complicates it, though, is that not everything is a time series, but yet we want to support a time series. So, you know, just simple config stuff may not need it, but there are clearly applications such as, you know, KPIs and so forth and other real-time use cases that will... that will want to use this. So, yeah.
I had some discussions with Fred along these lines, and I think the issue is that you can perfectly well implement a time series database in Postgres or in MariaDB, and modern SQLs have language extensions to support a lot of the time series analyses that you'd want to do. The only issue is how good is the performance. It's not going to be as good as something that's really very, very specialized, such as InfluxDB. I was looking at an article about Postgres 10, and you can actually you can direct it to store your time series database in a way that's at least a little bit similar to the way that Influx does it. Although this article is actually criticizing the way Postgres does it, there is another... database derived from Postgres, which I think they're trying to push. So it's...
Are you referring to timescale for the time series aspect in Postgres?
So timescale is another time series database, which is derived from... Yes.
From Postgres. Yeah, that's the one that we are starting also our work with. We started with timescale on Postgres.
Yeah, so I don't want to recommend any particular time series database because I don't have I don't have experience with either Influx or Timescale, so I really can't recommend one over the other. It might be the case that in Timescale that will accept the temporal tables plugin.
Okay, so I think maybe one thing that would be good is, let me update this real quick. I suggest maybe what we should do is let's take a look at our project. I think maybe let's look at our project proposal and just make sure at least we have sort of sufficient mentioning of time stuff. Where would you think that would be? Let's just go down to it. Let me see. So let me just search on time. We should take out run DB as well, terminology here. Excuse me. Let me see. Okay. Next. Application data lake. Let me see.
Data history was part of it, wasn't it? You had it in the previous one. If you can go back. Down at the very bottom of the page. Whoa, data history. Whoa, there it is. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we mentioned something about times.
That was part of it. I don't know if that's the correct. That was an enabled function syncing. Yeah, history was. Yeah, that's how we talked about it. I think there might be another mention of it as well.
Relevant is associated. I think we should just mention it somewhere at least, so that you know it's kind of somewhere. Let me just see. Conversation. I think that might be it. So let's just add it as a topic somewhere, as at least a bullet item somewhere. Let me see. Writing, reading, synchronization, scalability, performance, database management, data recovery. So maybe it's a kind of a no. I mean, it sort of covers a number of things, I suppose. Maybe writing and reading. It's sort of a thing related to writing and reading. It's sort of a thing kind of related to performance as well. Well, let's add it to writing and reading. So, series. Data. Ed, do you want to give me a better description? What in your mind is time series data? You're probably going to do it better than I can do it off the top of my head. Ed?
Time series seems to be the standard way of describing it when I look at the literature and look at various websites.
But if you were to define it, what is it?
It is a collection of measurements of an entity over time. It's what you normally think of as being a time series. So there's something that there's some metrics that you're trying to collect. There's an entity, an interface, and you just want to collect a bunch of measurements over time.
I mean, one thing that comes to mind is just like KPI analysis, right? I think that's kind of, that's a simple, straightforward thing I can think of. Maybe there's other, can you think of other ideas that how you would typically use time series management? What are other in a RAN network, or say in a RAN network, or how one might use it? Well, maybe that's sufficient. So there, let's just see, service providers may wish to store and analyze time series data. Some metrics department. Let's see. So there will be associated series. Those applications such as KPI and so forth. Okay, I think that's good enough. Any comments on this? Okay, good.
Getting time series is our measurements.
Oh, oops. Let me just type off. Now, where was it? Here. Service generation is to store and analyze time series data. Time series data. Oh, yeah. Measurements. Output from an entity, time of the metrics associated with. And face to collect those measurements. Great. Let's see. Oh, there was one other thing I wanted to cover from another email. I'm just going to get up here. So let's see. So MR Kapadia was asking, so there's basically this thing about the, I think he resolved this, so maybe he's showing, I'll double check with him. And then there was another issue about this whole thing with the, if you recall, this the CCSDK 2392, which was the story JIRAs that are tied to, that were originally when, before we had this whole POC thing, right? We, if you recall, a few weeks ago, we had this discussion of, you know, there's a CCSDK JIRA, which is where all the CCSDK work is. And we said, well, shouldn't that be tied to CNPS? And now maybe we're, now maybe this should be tied to the OFSON PCI use case. Do you understand the point?
Yep, I think it should.
So let me see. Yeah, I think it is already tied. So basically, we were at one point saying, no, we should tie it to the OFSON PCI thing. And now we're saying, now that we've changed more to this POC thing, maybe we should have it tied to there. Just children. Yeah, so this is their CCSDK work. So we're saying this should still belong to the OFSON PCI team and no longer belong to RAQ 322, right? Does that make sense? Do we agree? Oh, hello, can you hear me?
Sorry, I had to take my headphone off for a second. I missed something, maybe.
Oh, so I was just saying that the RAQ 345, which is the OFSON PCI work, they have this, their one of their story JIRAs, the CCSDK work.
Yep.
So I just want to confirm that we shouldn't we should keep that under their umbrella, basically, right?
Yes, we should, because I don't think we can do it. I don't think we have anybody to do it. That was part of the conversation earlier.
Yeah, okay. Let me capture that, because I think that's going to be important. Did I mention that somewhere? No, let me just copy this. The link location. Okay, we're over time. So, any final thoughts from anybody on anything?
Good weekend.
Yeah, everybody have a great weekend. I am going to join this OFSAM PCI call here. So, if you're so inclined, you can do the same. And I'll bring up these points as well. Okay, great. Thank you, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Ben. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.